This is the Business Opportunities Weblog Weekend Wrap-Up for September 25th, 2010. I'm Rich Whittle. We started the week off with a story about how Super Bowl 45 is providing some small businesses the opportunity of a lifetime, thanks to their emerging business program. Small businesses will provide uniforms for volunteers, handle promotional activities, and produce custom merchandise for the event. More good news for small business, IBM and five other major U.S. corporations said they would make it easier for small companies to apply for billions of dollars worth of corporate contracts. The goal is to make it easier for small companies to win the contracts by completing just one application to supply goods and services to a number of big companies. For other small businesses, the Wall Street Journal suggests partnering with bigger name companies that can integrate your products in their ad campaigns. Mountain News Corporation, which tracks snow skiing conditions through its website, received over 1 million new visitors after its mobile phone app was featured in an Apple iPhone commercial, and it didn't cost them a cent. You'll envy Craig Walker. Walker is Google Ventures' first entrepreneur in residence. He'll be paid to sit around and think about ideas. What's more, he'll have the ability to bounce those ideas off of Google's experts in usability testing, back-end engineering, marketing, and a host of other areas. And if you're thinking about what to get me for Christmas, I'll take an iPad cover from Headcase. The $39 case turns your iPad into a giant Etch-a-Sketch. What could be cooler? And speaking of Christmas, Walmart is planning an aggressive push into urban markets with a small format. The stores would be larger than a typical drugstore, but smaller than a supermarket, and offer a mix of fresh food, pharmacy, beauty, stationery, and pet supplies. The expansion is aimed to pump up sluggish U.S. sales. In this week's That's My Business, I talked with Brent Paul, who turned a simple recipe into a margarita drink mix that's sweeping Texas. And finally, we told you about FizzWaz.com, a new website where you can auction your photos and videos to the highest bidder. Watch out, paparazzi. There's a new sheriff in town. Well, that's it for this week. We'll be back again next Saturday with more interesting stories from Dane Carlson's Business Opportunities weblog. Thanks for listening.